Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome out there. How are you doing this afternoon, early evening? It is 5 o'clock on the hilltop. Well, I used to say that when we were in Cincinnati because in Cincinnati, Ohio, everything was the hilltop. You know, Cincinnati is known for its hills. As a matter of fact, you either lived in College Hill, Price Hill, Walnut Hills, Winton Terrace was a part of Winton Hills. Or you lived in College Hill, or you lived in Indian Hill. If you lived out there, you had a lot of money, as a matter of fact. For those of you who remember that movie that Michael Douglas played in when he was a DEA drug enforcement agent, and his daughter was hooked on the same drugs that he was trying to take down these huge drug lords, and his own daughter was hooked on this stuff, and they lived in a very, very rich neighborhood. Well, that movie was shot in Indian Hill, right there in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I grew up and was born and raised. So I'm glad that you have tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show today, and I will definitely love it if you would call into the show, and I could take your comments or your questions. Just dial in to 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And I am on the air right now. I want to talk to you today about these different careers and different things that I'm going to be talking about over the next several days. We are very excited to be a host, right? I had to shut that down. So, here's the thing. If you want to get into the business of public speaking, if you've ever wanted to be a public speaker, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the career of speaking in public. I know some of you have come to me, you have mentioned to me, you know, Coach Lalisa, I would also, too, like to be a speaker. I've been in the public speaking business Yes, I do feel as though I was born to speak, but I got into it by mistake. So they people can call in to the show. Maybe that's somebody calling now. 347-945-7991, and we will take your call. Dial in. We'd love to hear from you, 945. Many of you are driving, possibly on your way home. Today's topic, we are talking about public, today's topic is the topic of public speaking for fee. Public speaking for fee. So basically, I want to talk about how to go from being a free speaker to being a fee speaker, how to actually get yourself paid for public speaking. So there's a lot to it. So I'm not going to be able to cover everything in just this little half-hour show, but I will hopefully be able to talk to you enough about it so that you will at least be able to go and make a decision if this is the career that you want for you, if this is the career that you want to get yourself into. And some of the things that I've learned, some of the tips, tools, and strategies, some of the misfortunes, some of the mistakes that I've learned as it relates to public speaking. And trust me, over the past 15 to 20 years, I've made every single mistake there probably is to make in the business of public speaking. I gave my first public speech probably sometime in 1990. And that first, my first public speech, I gave the first one in 1990. And I learned that I could basically turn it into a career somewhere probably around 95, when I got really serious about it becoming my career, was in 1999. So I discovered public speaking probably around 80, 87, 88, when I had recently moved to New Jersey. And if any of you know the motivational speaker Les Brown, he used to come to Symphony Hall, and there was a hair salon that I used to visit over in the Union area. There was a hair salon over on Stuyvesant I used to go to, and they used to constantly pass out his flyers about him coming to town, and that people said he was this great speaker. Before that, I didn't know anything about public speaking in terms of any kind of a career. I have seen presidents give speeches. I know the Dr. Martin Luther King speech. I knew what preachers do every Sunday because I was accustomed to going to church on Sundays ever since I was born. So I knew of that kind of speaking, preacher speaking, but I never knew about, you know, public speaking in terms of a career. So here I am at this hair salon, and they're passing out literature about the speaking business, about him speaking. And I thought to myself, you know, I wanted to go. I was drawn to go, though I never went. But I was drawn. I always wanted to go, but my schedule didn't allow, and the other activities that I had going on at the time, I wasn't able to. Well, I guess wait a minute. Let me back up. What am I talking about here, saying I didn't know about public speaking? Hello? I think I knew a lot about public speaking. I forgot the whole fact that my mother, Barbara Branson, God bless her, God rest her soul, she was really my first intimate encounter with public speaking. My father, he was a preacher, but particularly in the workplace and those types of speeches, motivational, more empowerment would come from my mother, who was speaking on her job. My mother wrote poetry, and she'd have to go and recite her poetry. But I remember thinking, I can never do that. I always thought, you know, my mother was so smart and so much more smarter and so much more beautiful and so much more gifted and talented than I could ever be. You know, it never dawned on me until I was, oh my gosh, in my 30s, if not even, probably even my 40s, but definitely probably in my 30s. That's when it dawned on me that I was like her, that I had some of the same gifts, talents, and skills as she had. But anyway, so I didn't know, so I never tried to go out for anything dealing with public speaking, but my mother was a public speaker. She also was involved with Toastmasters, and I would hear her on the phone with her colleagues from work talking about some Toastmaster meeting. And I remember one time I remember hearing her talk about how she won the Toastmaster Award, and sometimes she would share, you know, some of her speech titles with us. So I knew that my mother was a speaker, but you know, that's your mother, and I just thought that was something she did on the side, and her job is what she did. She was a worked in audit some files for the IRS. So I didn't think much about the speaking, the whole speaking thing, and certainly I didn't think I would ever become a motivational speaker. And it wasn't until again I moved to New Jersey, learned about Les Brown, ended up going to college, ended up having a college professor say to me, "You're a speaker." And I said, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" And they said, "You're really good at it." So much so that I would get up in class and make a presentation, and I wasn't even trying hard. Trust you, me, believe you, me, rather. And the students would begin to clap. So I says, okay, that's interesting. So it kept happening more and more and more until several years into my college degree, a woman said to me, "I should look into being a speaker." And I had no clue what she was talking about. That was 1992. So she invited me to her school, which was in Jersey City, New Jersey, to speak at their career day. It was St. Aloysius. It was all girls school. At least it was then, 1992. She had me come in and speak to her class as a career day speech to kind of give them some pointers about my life and how to be successful, because that's what I said. What am I going to talk about? She said, "Well, just come and tell, you know, your story." So she knew my story. I had shared it with her. Then the next thing I know, she told me that I should look into it further, and so I did. I contacted a woman. She told me I should call some guidance counselors. I contacted a guidance counselor at Abraham Clark High School in Roselle, New Jersey. I told the lady a little bit about my background, and she says, "Oh, yeah, you definitely should come and talk to the youth." So she scheduled me to come in on career day. Had a big career day in the cafeteria, and she had me do a presentation. So I made this little choo-choo train, and my friend Sarah came. She was so proud of me. I'll never forget it. Sarah and Janika came. They were, like, supporting me. My husband was there, and I made this, like, little choo-choo train, and I don't remember what, but I know each of the car of the choo-choo train had another word that would help a person succeed in college. So in high school and college, and so I'll never forget it. And I put that up and blah, 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 and I tried to, you know, get the children interested. I tried to get them excited for their careers. So that's how my speaking career started. And so from there, I guess you could say I had the speaker bug. You know, as a speaker, you can get a bug. You know, it's like once you do it, and as my sister reminded me just the other day, she said, you know, it's like those one people, they say when they get on stage, they come alive. So, you know, when they get before the audience, or, you know, it's like an actress or an actor. You see them one day, and you're like, okay, they just seem to be normal, ordinary people. But then when you see them in a play or a movie or something, you see them in their role, it's like, wow, who is this person? So that's how I feel about speaking. So I wanted to talk about public speaking for those individuals who want to make it a career. What are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the things you need to watch out for? Well, let me first say that in order to be a good public speaker, you have to get well known. That's number one. If you want to be a public speaker, the first thing you have to do is you have to be well known. People who hire speakers, they hire people. Well, that's one of the things you have to do. But here's the thing. A person might say, well, I know somebody, they weren't well known. Well, maybe they weren't well known, but they had a powerful story that once told, it would make them well known. No, you don't have to be well known per se. However, you didn't have to have a powerful story that once is heard, or a powerful message, or a powerful presence on stage that once is known, everybody is going to go tell everybody about you. Everybody they know anyway. So, or you could be, you know, of course, Donald Trump's daughter and get up and speak, and even if you don't have a powerful story. Well, you would have a powerful story because no doubt have been raised in a household anywhere near Donald Trump would give you a powerful story. Same thing I noticed with Mr. Les Brown with his two children. They're also very powerful speakers. I've watched them speak in person. I've seen him speak with his son on television, very powerful speakers. But I would imagine to live in the household with Les Brown. But you may say, hey, your household could have been just as powerful. Well, if you can turn that into a speech, then you got it made. You got it made. So the first thing to do is to either get yourself well-known, either through people that you know or through something that you've been through. Get the word out there, okay, if you want to be a great public speaker. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about being a paid speaker. If you're just a person who wants to speak for free, that's fine, too. That's your choice. But if you want to become a paid public speaker, then there are some things that you have to do in order to become paid. So the next thing you have to do is to have your, you know, your message. So once you, you know, get your name out there, you have to have a message that you want to speak on. So for me, my message to speak on is about how to release your power, how to tap into your inner power, how to tap into your inner strength, how to let your inner power take you to the next levels in your life. So that's what I talk about. You might talk about something else. You might be a person who has a finance background. You might talk about how to save money. You might talk about how to repair your credit. You might talk on, like some people who are in the law field, they might talk about how to get your records expunged or how to get a quick divorce. And some people talk about how to, I know one person, they're into immigration. So they talk to people about how to get your green card. Some people talk about food. Rachel Ray has a whole TV show about how to cook and how to prepare food. And so there's many, many things that you could speak on, but you have to find the thing that you love to speak about, because one of the things you need that you need to be able to do if you're going to speak for fee is that you have to be passionate about what you're speaking about. Because, again, if think about it. Would you hire someone who's going to come in and speak to your people and put them to sleep? No. So it just goes without saying that you have to be passionate about what you're speaking about. So I went from basically speaking for free, which is how you have to start. Again, unless you're Donald Trump's daughter or unless you have a lot of money to invest. If you have $20,000 to invest in your speaking portfolio, then yes, you could get paid probably from the door. But in essence, you've invested so much money, so it's really like you're paying to speak, because people don't, they don't really know you, but you've paid to have the best credentials and the best promotional materials, things like that, videos where you could have been speaking in front of a big audience, but it could have been for free. But the person that you're advertising to, they don't know that. But if you have a lot of money, you can create those types of materials to get that out there to other people who may want to look at you, people who may want to consider you to speak. So that's the other tip. If you want to become a fee speaker, so first thing you're going to do is what? You got to get yourself out there. You got to get your name known. You got to have a topic that you're going to speak about, that you're good at, that you're passionate about. And you have to communicate that to the people who need a speaker, okay, or communicate it to someone who knows someone who needs a speaker. So if you just tuned in, thank you for tuning into our show. We're talking today about public speaking, how to be a paid public speaker. Now, we will talk on another day about the mechanics of speaking, but today we just want to talk about the career of public speaking, because this is a direction that the work that I do in basically are in four major areas. Number one, helping people write their books, becoming an author, which also fits and goes along with being a speaker. So if you're a speaker with a book, all right, then being a coach. If you're a speaker and you have a book, you can use those tools to coach people to achieving their goals in life. So that's the other thing that I do is life coaching. So it all kind of goes together. And then there's the other thing that I'm also involved in, and persons that are speakers, authors, coaches often get involved in as well, especially speakers, or should I say this thing kind of goes, well, author goes hand in hand, but this even goes more hand in hand with a speaker, and that is a trainer. So if you can also gain the training skills, you may find that you're able to pick up more fee engagements, because not only would you be the keynote speaker, but you could also do a breakout session for them for additional fees, but less than what they would cost them to fly in a whole nother person. They've already flown you in. They've already paid for your room. They've already fed you. And now for you to just to do another workshop for a few more $100 or a few $1,000, whichever, however you set your fee, is better than having to fly in a whole nother person, pay their hotel, pay their flight or their expenses to travel, and pay for their food. So you can save them a lot of money if you also can be a trainer. However, there are speakers and there are trainers, and then there are speaker trainers. There are trainer speakers. But you will know if you know, not everybody that is a speaker would make a great trainer, because there are some nuances that come with training that may not be there with speaking, and the vice versa. There are some trainers who may never work and do a keynote speech because they're just not comfortable standing before an audience, giving out information, engaging the audience in that way without the audience doing some things. I mean, you still have to involve the audience as you are speaking as a keynote speaker or a platform speaker, but the way you involve an audience as a platform and a keynote speaker is totally different than the way you involve an audience when you're doing a training session or a workshop. So these are some of the things that I talk about in the training program that I am offering to you because you're listening. So if you want to take my Speaking with Power program, you can register and sign up for that. You would just simply go to my website, which is release-your-power.com. Go to my website, and on there, I want you to register for my speaking, Break Into Speaking, or you can register for my Break Into Coaching. I have two sessions there. So you can register for my Break Into Speaking. It's a 4-week course. It is done as a webinar. It will transform you into a dynamic speaker. It's for motivational speakers, professors, community leaders, teachers, entrepreneurs, ministers, and sales professionals. You can become an exceptional speaker now. I myself, in the past, I struggled with getting my speaking career off the ground. Well, not anymore. So now my speaker is launched. And what you're going to get this groundbreaking training. You're going to learn the 14 essentials of every great speaker. You're going to learn tools to craft your signature speech. You want to, and then I have one topic called warning. Follow these steps to avoid the endangered speakers list. You're going to learn strategies for gaining confidence in your speaking and so much more. So I want you to go to my website, sign up for my Break Into Speaking. You can take the telecourse or the on-ground course, whichever way, and I'm offering a special offer, just $99. And that does include a workbook and other materials. So go and register for that online at www.release-your-power.com. Well, guess what? That's all we have time for today. So what I'm going to do is now, definitely, call me as soon as you get a chance, and I will talk to you later. So go to our website. You got my phone number there. You got our address. You have everything you need. And don't forget to tune back in tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for more of the Coach LaLisa Show with my special guest, every Tuesday, author of Sexy at 60, Mr. Terry Benjamin. Until next time, go and release your power.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.